Taking a big breath in. Beginning to settle. Finding your seats. Taking another big breath in. Closing your eyes if that feels comfortable to you. Couple more big breaths in as you begin to turn your attention inside from the outer world, letting any distractions, conversations you've been in, responsibilities you've had, simply drop away as you deepen your breath. Good. Another big breath in. We're going to journey together into the imaginal realm. We're going to start with a little preparation. So I invite you to take the thumb of your right hand and closing off the right nostril. Just breathing in and out through your left nostril, just for about 30 seconds here. Breathing in and out. If you find that this nostril is not entirely clear, that's okay. Just do the best you can, breathing in and breathing out a few more times. The left nostril connects you to the right brain. Helps to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. Helps you to relax, center and ground. Just a few more times. Good, and just one more. Good, and then breathing in and out through both nostrils. And just noticing how you feel. Do you feel any different than you did when we started? Good. Taking a hand and placing it on your heart, just breathing into your heart. Allowing yourself to drop down even more from the thinking tower, down into your body. A few more big breaths through both nostrils, no pausing at the top or the bottom. Circular, connected breathing. Good, and two more. Good, and then just let your breathing return to normal. And notice how you feel. Just beginning to practice changing your state very, very simply here. Good. Now we're going to do two exercises with the gaze. Our eyes are actually brain tissue. They are the way that the brain reaches out through the skull and looks out into the world. They also say that the eyes are the window to the soul. So the eyes are a vital part of who we are. We rely on our physical vision a lot. And what we want to do in these two exercises is to help to open out our perception. We tend to get very focused in a forward gaze in our culture, whether we're working at a computer or we're looking at a device or we're reading a book or even driving a car. All of these are forward focal gaze, and we can get kind of locked in with that gaze so that it's actually difficult for us to look through our eyes in other ways. And it can be hard for us to move our eyes around actually in our eye sockets because we have been so fixated on things that are right in front of us. And this has more implications than you might realize for how you experience life. So we're going to take a little journey here today with our eyes. So if your eyes are opened or closed, I'm going to invite you to close them for a second. Take a couple other breaths. Good. And the first thing I want you to do is just to look with your eyes closed. I want you to look up and then look down. And look up and then look down. Look up. And look down, and again, look all the way up, and look all the way down. Good, and now just relax your eyes. And I want you to be moving your eyes in the eye socket without moving your head, right? It's not about tipping your head up and down, it's about moving the eyes in the eye socket. So let's try this side to side, but again, not moving your head, you're moving your eyes in the eye socket. So go ahead and take both of your eyes and look to the right, and then to the left, and to the right, and to the left. You might find it difficult to keep your eyes closed. That's okay. Don't worry about it. And then to the left. A couple more times, looking to the right, to the left, and right, and left, and center. And just relax, take a couple big breaths. And just notice, how do you feel? What is your energy like? Do you notice anything different around your eyes? Do you notice anything different in your thoughts or your perception? And if you do or you don't, it's not important. The point is that we're noticing. We're developing our ability to observe what is happening on the inside. Good. Now we're going to do a little exercise, and just go here with me for a moment. If you find it challenging, that's fine. Just do the best that you can. So again, we're leaving the head in one place. We're just moving the eyes. So we're going to look up and then to the right and then down and then to the left. And again, up and to the right and down and to the left and up. Let's go the other way. We're starting up, going left, down, and right, going up, and left, and down, and right. Good, and now just relax the eyes, take a couple big breaths. Good. Now you might be starting to notice that you have a little more width in even your inner perception. Just see if you can notice that. I'm really noticing that even with my eyes closed, I'm starting to have a sense of width going side to side that I didn't have when we were beginning. So let's do the side to side one more time and then we're going to move on. So let's go ahead, let's turn left this time, eyes closed, and to the right, and then left, and right, left, and right, and left, and right, and center. Good. And then just see if you can feel more width in your perception, side to side. Good. All right. Now we're going to do a different kind of eye exercise. And I'm going to invite you to open your eyes wherever you are. And I want you to look at something. It can be a little ways away. Ideally, it's something you enjoy looking at. So if that's a painting or a photograph or a vase of flowers or a tree, something that you can see, but you're looking directly at it. So you're using that forward focal gaze that we were talking about at the beginning and that you're probably used to using. Good. And just notice how that feels in your body. And notice how it feels in relation to what you were experiencing a moment ago with the eyes closed. Okay, and then let's go ahead and just close the eyes. Take a big breath in, and then notice for yourself, is the perception different on the inside now that you had that focal gaze? Good, couple breaths. Okay, and then again, I want you to open your eyes, and this time I want you to move into peripheral vision. So basically what that means is I want you to move your perception to see what's all the way, what can you see all the way to the right and the left. Without turning your head, you're just opening out your gaze so that you can see, rather than that focal, focused forward, you're looking, you're opening up, what can you see on the side? And you may even wanna pick up your hands and have them and be like, okay, how far away can I, where can I have my hands so that I can still see them on the side, right? And just notice how that feels in your body. Notice if you're shifting your posture at all, if there's any difference in your head, your neck, your shoulders. Good. And then also just see if there's any difference in what's going on in your mind. If you had a lot of thoughts earlier, or if you were wondering what this exercise was about, or you were wondering what you were going to have for dinner, or a conversation you had earlier today, notice if you were having some of that, those distractions coming in, which is pretty typical. And then just see if you feel any different with this peripheral gaze. Taking a couple of breaths here. And seeing if you can connect this experience to what you were feeling after you had turned your eyes right and left. And there was this kind of width that was happening with your eyes, your inner perception with your eyes closed. Okay, good. And then go ahead and close your eyes and just notice, how does it feel on the inside? Now, do you have that sense of width, or are you still with the focal gaze? If you spend, you know, most of your day with the focal gaze, it can be a little hard to move out of it. So if you're finding that challenging, it's totally fine. This is a great exercise for you to help to break you out of this pattern. This is a pattern interrupt, because we get so focused on what is right in front of us. And so a lot of times it's anywhere from 12 to 24 inches away. And we can get locked in place. And this is actually connected to the story of progress. It's connected to that way of being that says that what I can see is real, what I can touch with my hands, what is material reality is real, and everything else is not. Whereas when you move into that peripheral gaze, it actually moves you back into your head a bit. See if you can feel that, the way that you're moving back into your skull more. You actually tap into a different part of your brain that is nonverbal. And it's a creative part of your brain. It's a non-rational, non-linear, non-logical part of your brain. So just taking a few breaths here and just noticing. So go ahead and open your mouth now, and I want to invite you to take a few big, deep, connected breaths. With an open mouth. And you may notice that this begins to shift your state rather quickly. You may have a sense of upliftment and expansion. You may experience it a little bit as lightheadedness, but not necessarily so. See if you can still stay grounded in your pelvis, your feet on the floor. Even as you're beginning to expand outward through your heart and your breath. Good. And you can continue this deep breathing in and out through the mouth if that feels good to you, or you can just return to normal breathing if you prefer. The in and out through the mouth with that deep breathing will create an altered state, and it does facilitate your ability to move out of ordinary reality into other dimensions. So I encourage you to give it a try if you're willing. All right, a couple more big breaths. Going ahead and placing one or two hands on your heart as you bring your attention into your heart. Your heart is an incredible magnetic field that reaches up and out and all around you in many, many directions, 360 degrees, and your portal to the soul plane. So bringing your attention into the center of your heart, tapping into a beautiful jewel that resides at the center of your heart. Is iridescent, glowing with light, with your own soul's light. Just breathing in and tuning in, tapping into this beauty that resides in the center of your heart. And diving in through this portal into another space. That expands all around you. It is a place that is as close as your breath, and yet is a dimension away. Seeing if you can tap into a different quality of energy that resides here. Noticing your eyes. If you can reach outward with your eyes like that peripheral gaze. Seeing if you can expand in the center of your head to tap into this other realm. Good. And as you are here, you can begin to sense a presence that is here with you. A beautiful, benevolent, light, loving, caring, wise, intuitive presence. A presence that is here for you, that loves you, cares for you, knows about your journey, your struggles and your challenges, your history, your longings, your desires, your worries and fears. This is your own soul essence that has been with you through all the lifetimes, and that sees the richness and the beauty that you are. This is an energy that is always available for you. When you tap in to that jewel in the center of your heart and ask to be transported to the soul plane, so just taking a few breaths, and whether you are really aware of this presence or not, just imagine it, intend it, open to receive the possibility that this potent force for good, for enlivenment, for evolution is here for you. And tuning in now to what your intention is for your journey here with the archetypes, here journeying to creating your own feminine sovereign self at another level. What is your intention for yourself? What would you like to release or let go of? What would you like to gain insight about or to become wise about? What would you like to shift or transform? What would you like to call in or to create or receive? So just taking a moment now and tuning in. Setting your intention while your soul is here, witnessing you, holding space for you, urging you on to set the highest possible intentions for yourself, knowing that you have your soul essence here to support you. Good. And then if you have any question that you would like to ask your soul, now is the time. just opening yourself up to ask whatever is on your mind, whatever is on your heart. And then opening to receive the response from your soul. Just letting your heart open, your mind open, become receptive. Your response may come to you as an answer, it may come to you as an image or color, sound, or just a feeling, whatever form that the response takes, let yourself open to receive it. Beautiful. And now, if you want to, if you would like, ask your soul for a blessing. Yes. Ask your soul for a blessing for this journey that you're on to discover even more about yourself, to evolve yourself through the lens of your human design, through the lens of the feminine sovereign archetypes and through the pillars of feminine sovereignty. Ask for a blessing to help you, to support you, to remind you, and to love you while you're on this journey. And then just open up your hands if it feels right to you to receive this blessing. Let it pour into you. In whatever form it is, it may just come as energy, it may come as light, many colors or white, it may come as a download of a story or a symbol or an image, whatever it is, just allow yourself again, your arms open, letting it pour into you. Beautiful. And just knowing that your soul is always here. You are never separate from your soul. You may just not be aware of how your soul is present to you and for you. So just journeying back now through that jewel in the center of your heart. Coming back into your physical body, feeling your chair, your feet on the floor. I invite you to rub your hands together. Just place them on your body anywhere that it would feel good to receive a little energy. Yeah. And then just going ahead and rubbing yourself all over, pulling, calling yourself all the way back into your body and all the way back into ordinary reality. Coming back, but changed, experiencing yourself differently. And if you can, I invite you just to pick up your journal and just write whatever comes to you. Just let it flow out of you. You may just want to capture anything from your experience, or your soul may have a message that she wants to share that you want to write down. Whatever it is. All right, coming all the way back now.